Praise the Lord. Tonight's message, authority in the home. Well, everybody has a home. Whether you live by yourself or you're married or have children, family, maybe children have left home, everybody has a home. Today is a particular day in the Lord. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Feels like this morning the Holy Spirit was speaking so powerfully to us, so many areas, and tonight I want to flow in with the Word of God, authority in the home. Let's begin with Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 to 10. Now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. A Roman centurion, a man under authority, I say to one, go, and he goes. A man who knew how to surrender himself under authority. If we want to have authority, we must be under authority. Authority in the home. When the head of the home is under the authority of Christ, the authority of Christ is released into that home and that family. When the head of the home, be it a father, a mother, a single parent, when they are under the authority of Christ, the scriptures are clear. The authority of Christ is released into that home. You say, well, what about a home where the father doesn't serve God? He's unsaved. Or maybe the husband, the father of the home, is delinquent in spiritual matters. What about that situation? Well, then God honors the spiritual authority that is in that home. If one person is disinterested in spiritual matters, let's say the husband, the authority of God will go through that wife, through that mother, into that home. Case in point, Timothy, 1 Corinthians 11:3. Let's look at this first. But I want you to know that the head of Christ, of the head of every man is Christ. The head of the woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ. The head of the woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. Authority in the home. Now let's look at 2 Timothy 1:5. Timothy, the young Timothy of the New Testament, his father, Acts 16:1 tells us his father was a Greek. His mother was a Jewess that believed, but his father was a Greek, meaning he was a worldly man. That's what's implied, and that his father obviously was uninvolved in the spiritual upbringing of Timothy. The father did not send a strong witness in that home. So it ran down through the mother's authority. Spiritual authority was in that home. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy 1:5, when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. The authority of Christ went down through the mothers in that family. 1 Corinthians 7:12-14. But to the rest I, not the Lord, say, if any brother has a wife who does not believe, and she is willing to live with him, let him not divorce her. I mean, the gospel was going out into the Gentile world, into the Roman and Greek world, and there were divided homes. Sometimes a wife would be saved and the husband reject the gospel, or vice versa. It says, and a woman who has a husband who does not believe, if he is willing to live with her, let her not divorce him. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife. It doesn't say saved. Sanctified. There's a special grace. There's a separation. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Otherwise, your children would be unclean. Worldly children. But now they are holy. They're separated. There's a consecration. There's a covering in that home. What a powerful scripture. Homes that are divided, one person spiritual, the other not, but they are not like ungodly homes. They are not like worldly homes. There is a presence, there is a grace, there's a working of God there that is very real. Luke 10:5-6, when Jesus sent out his disciples, he said, whatever house you enter, first say, peace be to this household. Freedom from all the distresses that result from sin be with this family. Oh, the Amplified is great here. Peace be to this house. When you go with the gospel, peace be to this house. Freedom from all the distresses that result from sin be with this family. Jesus said, when you enter a house, this is the first thing I want you to say. Speak a word of authority in that place. And if anyone worthy of peace and blessedness is there, King James says, and if a son of peace is there, if there's somebody in that home willing to receive the peace and the blessing and the authority of Christ, he says, the peace and blessedness you wish shall come upon him. But if not, it shall come back to you. The peace, the authority, the blessedness of Christ is looking for places to land. It's looking for homes. When you walk into a home, say, peace be to this house. And God says, I'm going to bring freedom from all the distresses that result from sin. We have the account in Acts 16 of the Philippi jailer. Paul and Silas said to him that night, the prison doors were opened. They said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And the jailer took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. And immediately he and all his family were baptized. Now when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them and he rejoiced, having believed in God with all his household. A father took on spiritual leadership. He said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And there wasn't a rebellious son or daughter in that house, nor a withholding wife. They said, we're going to honor the authority. If we're going to serve God, we're going to serve God together now. And they all turned from their idols, whatever they had, Greek gods, Roman gods, whatever they were involved in, they cast them aside. They said, we are going to serve the living God and the true God. We're going to serve Jesus Christ. And spiritual authority went down that home. They all believed and were baptized. You know they all believed because Paul wouldn't have baptized them if they hadn't believed. And peace and life came into that home. What a household. The authority of God coming in, the peace of God coming into the homes of those who believe on Jesus Christ, to receive that from the Lord, to accept that from the Lord, to have a faith spirit concerning these matters. These are spiritual matters. These are spiritual powers that cut through the worldliness, the distraction, the hardness of heart. This is the authority of Christ coming into the homes of people. Jesus Christ, in his relationship to the church, holds three great offices: priest, prophet, and king. And the spiritual head of every house holds these offices as well in relationship to their own family: priest, prophet, king. Every one of us tonight in our homes, priest, prophet, king. As priest, we represent our family to God. As prophet, we represent God to our family. And as king, we govern for God. Priest, we represent our family to God. This is a call to pray, to intercede for our family, to faithfully present our family before the Lord. I trust that each one of us here are faithfully presenting our family members to the Lord every day. Not a quick little, Lord, bless my son, bless this, bless that, but you actually pray a prayer that has some strength in it, that's got some scripture power behind it, and you're praying for your family, all of them, every day, many, maybe more than once a day. That's the call to the priestly ministry. As priests, we build the family altar. We apply the blood. We invoke the name of the Lord, Jehovah Jesus, the great I am. We invoke the name of the Lord. We call down the power of the name of the Lord upon our family. Exodus 12:3. The Lord said, "Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb, according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household." The father, or the spiritual head, tonight maybe single families, the mother, the spiritual leader. The spiritual leader was responsible to apply the blood of the lamb to the house. Lord, put the blood here. Lord, put the blood on my family, to call on the Lord. The priest of the home is to exercise faith for the family, to pray the prayers of a righteous person, to get a hold of the Word of God and pray the prayers and plead the promises of God. Such is the way of the priest in the house of the Lord. And the priest, you know, we are responsible for that, the spiritual atmosphere of our family, to seek the Lord and serve the Lord. Genesis 12:8, Abraham, Bible says he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel, and he pitched his tent, that is, he established his family, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. He invoked the name of the Lord, the duty of the spiritual leader, the priest of the house. We have Job's example in Job 1, 4-5. And his sons would go and feast in their houses, each on his appointed day, and would send and invite their three sisters to eat and drink with them. So it was when the days of feasting had run their course that Job would send and sanctify them. And he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings, the full surrender for each one, full surrender for each one of his sons and daughters. It says, according to the number of them all. For Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus Job did regularly. A father sanctifying his family. Abraham sanctifying his family. This is the way of the Lord, that we pray, we intercede, we apply the blood. Authority in the home. We have authority as fathers and mothers, as a spiritual head of our home. We have authority to move in this priestly realm and set the atmosphere and life and promises of God. Number two, prophet. We represent God to our family. We represent God to our family as spiritual leaders in the home. A prophet is a spokesperson. Literally, prophet means one who speaks for God. A voice. A voice for God. A prophet in the home, authority in the home, one who speaks for God. And when you look at the prophets in the Word of God, they not only spoke by letter, they spoke by life. Their lives were living examples. They were examples of how to serve God in all areas. How they, to look at them, you would say, we're looking at God. That's how God speaks. That's how God conducts himself. That's how God acts. So as a prophet, we lead our family to church. We lead our family to the altar of God. We lead our family to the Word of God, spokespersons for God, establishing them in righteousness. Here's a beautiful scripture. Pastor Mark was preaching on this morning, Mark chapter 9, 17 to 24. Let's not miss the moment today. Then one of the crowd answered and said, "Teacher, I brought you my son who has a mute spirit. And wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, but they could not." He answered him and said, "O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me." Then they brought him to Jesus. And when he saw Jesus, immediately the spirit convulsed him and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. So Jesus asked his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And he said, "From childhood. And often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." When the father of a demon-afflicted son brought his son to Jesus, beseeching Jesus that he would deliver this child, Jesus returned the responsibility to that father. The child's deliverance hinged on the father's faith. I mean, that's how clear the Word of God is. He cried out with tears, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." Jesus said, "I'll take care of this situation, O faithless generation. How long shall I bear with you?" And Jesus cast out the devil, but he let everybody know it's the Father's responsibility to have authority and deal with matters in his home in spiritual realms. You mean a spiritual head of the home can bring spiritual life into their children? You mean a father and a mother that is truly under the authority of Christ can bring victory over the devil in their children? You mean a spiritual father and mother can even influence health and well-being in their child? That's what the Word is teaching. Let's not let it pass us by today. Today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. Today the Holy Spirit is speaking. We need to rise up in the authority of Christ, begin to speak, begin to act as priests in a greater way. Maybe our prayer life is lacking in our home. Maybe pleading the promises of God is lacking. Maybe we're not quoting the scripture and calling down and invoking the name of the Lord. Then pick up the priesthood tonight. There's victory and blessing in it. Pick up the prophetic mantle tonight. Pick up the prophetic inspiration. Take courage tonight and say, "I'm going to speak. I'm a man. I'm a woman under authority. And I'm going to speak into the spiritual realms in my home. I'm going to believe God for victory, health, and life." Let's take courage tonight. Let's take up the office of the Lord that He's given to us. Let's not be timid. Let's not be distracted. Say, "Lord, I'm going to step into this mantle, this authority, because I'm under your authority." Final king, we govern for God. As king, we govern our home for Christ. That is, we are responsible to govern our home as Jesus would govern our home. As if Jesus Himself was governing your house, your family, your home. As king, We govern for God. Jesus is the unseen guest in our home at all times. And we must govern values, morals, entertainments, finances, conversations and speech, plans, hopes and dreams, all under the authority of Christ. We're governing our home for Christ. All areas must be looked after. And we want to govern our home as Jesus. If Jesus was there, literally, physically himself. You know, a few weeks ago on a Sunday morning, Pastor Mark spoke a few words, and he spoke about Jesus and how he is and how we need to govern wisely. He said, Jesus is kind, but he's not soft. Parents can get too soft. Jesus doesn't just let things go and slide. He's not a pushover. He's gentle, but he's firm. And that's how we need to be in our homes. Gentle, firm. Neither is he rough. He's righteous. He's righteous. So do I discipline? Do I govern? Do I watch over my home as Jesus would? That's the call tonight as a king. How do I deal with my children? Govern as Jesus would. Loving correction. Bringing them up in the nurture and admonition and fear of the Lord. But very righteous and very principled and very firm. 1 Timothy 3:4 has this qualification for those who are spiritual leaders. It says, one who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence. That's the qualification. That's a person under the authority of Christ, one who rules his own house well. And so we're here tonight saying, Lord, we want to rule our house well. We want to govern as you would govern. Am I governing as Christ would? Am I moving in the right realms? Am I taking care of things? Have I let things slide? Am I monitoring? Am I establishing? Am I strengthening? This is the way of the Lord. Is there any area? You look at your home tonight or your own life. Is there any area where I have withdrawn or maybe I'm drifting? The Lord tonight would call us back to the kingship of our homes to rule and reign with Christ. Let's have the worship ministry come and let's close out with Genesis 18:19. What a verse is this? These are God's words to Abraham about him. God said, for I know Abraham, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment. Justice, righteousness, judgments, following the ordinances of the Lord. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous. His precept, his statutes. I know Abraham, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. That the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has promised him, that which he has spoken to him of. God has wonderful things to bring upon our families. Our sons and daughters, our inheritance, our future. God says, I have wonderful things, my plans for my people, my satisfaction, my delight in them. I give them my promise. I give them inheritance. They'll walk under my authority and walk in my ways. What a beautiful counsel of the Lord tonight. Tonight as we close out, let's review and examine our own hearts and families. Is there any place in us that could use this word as a correction, but more so as an encouragement? Yes, Lord, I'm a priest in my home. I'm representing my family faithfully to you. I'm a prophet. I'm representing you to my family in my words, in my life, in my example. I'm a king, after God's own heart to govern and rule and lead this family in the way Jesus would. Let's stand together tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Authority in the home, Lord. Father, we speak in our homes. We speak light and righteousness. We speak holiness. We speak the return of prodigal sons and daughters. We take hold of your word. We take hold of your promises. We plead the promises of God. Thank you for your authority. Not found faith so great in all the nation of Israel. Somebody who knows authority, somebody who knows how to line up under authority, receive the authority of Christ. And we speak, Lord, into our homes. Peace be to our homes tonight. Freedom from all the distresses that come from sin. To be change and glory, Father God. So we walk out our lives with you, your inheritance, your blessing, your strength. Lord, united in the Spirit in our homes, united, Lord. Father, if there's anyone here tonight, a father or a mother that isn't taking their rightful place in these spiritual matters, Father, these are matters of life and death. These are matters of flesh and spirit. These are matters of the world and of the kingdom of God. Oh, Father God, let this word seed deep tonight to bring forth life in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.